Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Cardinals are red hot. They've won six in a row, and the Cubs would love to slow them down and get hot themselves.
Well, I haven't been that concerned, although if you were to listen to our colleagues on Sports Talk Radio and their listeners, there was a certain level of panic all week long. But I still think this week will reveal a lot about how we feel about the Chicago Cubs, starting with tonight's game with a pitcher we haven't really seen much of, Eddie Butler.
Yeah, he's intriguing. His numbers were not very good with the Rockies, but he was probably the Cubs' best starting pitcher in spring training. He's a four-pitch guy. You're going to see a real good fastball in the mid-90s, and was off to a great start at AAA Iowa. And with Brett Anderson on the DL, there's an opportunity here for him to grab this spot and run with it. And when they got him, there was the narrative of maybe the next Jake Arrieta. Just a change of scenery, a guy with really good stuff, and who knows how it's going to play out, but I'm very intrigued.
I am too, and if they could find a solid number five starter, that would go a long way towards allaying a lot of the misgivings that Chicago Cub fans have right now as they flirt around the 500 mark.
Yeah, and starting pitching is really a big one for me. Last year it was so good. And if you look at the last two starts, Lackey and Hendricks, their best starts of the year, you hope that that's going to even out. It was a huge strength of this club last year, and I would think that the track record says that those guys will all be better. The defense has been a little shaky here lately. It feels like every little mistake Javier Baez makes turns into something big, and I don't expect him to continue to make those mistakes. Addison Russell, not sure if he's going to be in the lineup tonight. He's got a sore shoulder. Hayward's on the DL, so a little banged up, but Jamer Candelario's getting a chance to play here in his stint in the big leagues, and why not try something different right now?
And he's looked good in spring training both this spring, and I remember last spring training he looked very promising, so it's kind of fun to watch him playing in the bigs while he has a chance. Well, listen, it's appointment television watching Chicago Cubs, St. Louis Cardinals all weekend long, and we'll sum it up for you on Monday. All right, Len?
That sounds good, and we'll have a big hot stove announcement coming up Monday, June 2nd. We still have some VIP packages available, but more to come.
Thank you, Len Casper. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Len.
Len Casper, Len and Lynn, Mondays and Fridays at 8:30 in the morning on 93XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.